This year, a pair of wealthy Southwest Washington businessmen have emerged as major donors to state Republicans. Billionaire investor Ken Fisher and developer Clyde Holland are stepping up their contributions as control of the Washington legislature hangs in the balance. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports in collaboration with the Seattle Times.
First, let's meet Ken Fisher, number 184 on Forbes' list of billionaires. He's a guy who will talk presidential elections and their effect on the markets on Fox Business News.
Because presidents don't really have as much power as people think they do.
But he did not respond to our request to talk state politics, even though he's an emerging investor in who controls Olympia. One person Fisher does talk state politics with is Republican State Representative Liz Pike.
He's kind of been a legend in my district for a while.
Pike represents Camas, Washington. It's a small city on the Columbia River where Fisher chose to relocate his $71 billion investment firm from California. But Pike says her first contact with Fisher as a freshman lawmaker wasn't about business.
And I get this email from somebody that could be him, and it was about fireworks, of all things.
It turns out that Fisher is a fireworks fan and appreciated Pike's opposition to any state bans on personal fireworks. From there, the two got to be friends. So besides fireworks, what does Fisher care about?
A predictable business climate, and he makes no bones that it's going to be a lot easier for him to leave the state of Washington than it was as a fourth-generation San Franciscan to leave the state of California.
In fact, back in 2010, when a high earner's income tax was on Washington's ballot, Fisher said there was no way he'd make Washington his corporate headquarters if the measure passed. It didn't, and Fisher did make Camas his firm's headquarters. But now Washington Democrats are talking about a capital gains tax, something Republicans call a gateway drug to a full-blown income tax. Whether that's motivating Fisher or something else, so far this year he's given more than $100,000 to House Republicans. So has another Southwest Washington businessman. Clyde Holland is a Vancouver-based apartment developer with billions of dollars of projects in the western United States. He also did not respond to requests for an interview.
You know, they are major donors, no question.
That's Kevin Carnes, who's the strategist behind House Republicans' quest for the majority. He says the Fisher and Holland money is vital to compete with majority Democrats who currently have a 2-to-1 fundraising advantage. He recalls a meeting with both men last spring.
You know, these are smart guys, very shrewd, and they had already done their homework.
Carnes says Fisher and Holland see that for the first time in nearly two decades, the House majority is within reach for Republicans. He says they also know that
unequivocally, the 48 members of the House Republican caucus won't vote for a state income tax, hands down.
Democratic State Representative Joe Fitzgibbon has a different take on the Holland and Fisher money. He chairs the House Democrats' reelection efforts.
For a modest investment of $100,000, they see the ability to buy a majority that will not ask the wealthiest to pay more in taxes to pay for our schools.
Holland and Fisher have also been generous contributors to anti-tax activist Tim Iman's efforts to make it harder to raise taxes. Republican State Representative Liz Pike says her wealthy constituents are just trying to bring some balance to a state that's seen mostly Democratic rule for the past three decades.
For me, it's refreshing to have business people, job creators who actually live in this state, have invested their own fortunes in this state, who want to see a better business climate.
Besides supporting House Republicans this year, Fisher has also contributed $100,000 to a political action committee that's trying to defeat the Chief Justice of the Washington Supreme Court. And Holland has given more than $400,000 to the state Republican Party. In addition, both Fisher and Holland were listed as hosts of a recent Donald Trump fundraiser in Everett. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.